Hello, sir.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for holding for me. I called the technician and it said that his number was disconnected, so I was unable to speak with him. So what I can do for you, I can do what they did earlier, send an email over to the tech for you.
Okay. Go ahead and do that. I'll try in again first thing tomorrow morning and see if he's ever responded.
Okay, well, let me place you on a brief hold while I set up that email for you.
Okay.
Still working on a message for you, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, not a problem. Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me. I have that message set up for you, and I'll get that over to the tech service for you.
All
now,
right.
Do you have
Thank
an email
really
address where they can contact you back?
Well, I've been checking on the computer here to see if he sent anything through to the store. And I've just been calling in all day to see if he's ever responded at your end.
Yes, sir. You have an email address I could put on here for you?
Let's see. Let me get you hers right quick. What is hers? I'm trying to think of what Ursula's is.
Ian, do you know Ursula's email?
COS_0105@homedepot.com.
Okay. And that's going to be COS_0105@homedepot.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'll put in the email for him to respond back to the store also.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling XBL Logistics. You have a good evening.
Take care. Bye-bye.